Blog Talk Radio.
The sound that saved us.
My heart to All righty. I hope you enjoyed your praise and worship part of the service. Amen. All righty. Let's get into the message. Okay. Living without offense. Living with others is one of the most important and difficult commands Jesus gave us. We are messy, broken, needy, and sinful people. We constantly deal with our own wounds and those of others. Because there is no perfect person, the foundation for loving others must be based outside the merit or worth of others. The foundation for love must come from the God who is love. As believers, we must constantly tap into the love and grace of our Heavenly Father so that we can love others selflessly and powerfully. May you receive the love of your Father and be empowered to love others this week as we look to grow in our obedience of Jesus' command to love people. Take offense allows others to dictate your emotions and thereby your quality of life. When we allow the expressions of brokenness in others to affect us, we take our minds off the ways of heaven and place them on the ways of the world. If we are to effectively live in obedience to the second greatest commandment of loving others, we must allow God to transform us into those who live without offense. When someone wrongs me, I instantly feel a need for justice and fairness rise within me. I feel as if I inherently have the right to be angry or even to exact revenge on the wrong they committed. Offense stirs up feelings of insecurity, pride, anger, and frustration that I will do just about anything to rid myself of. But when I look at Scripture, I see Jesus modeling the exact opposite reactions to the offense. Matthew 27 is filled with the wrongs done to Jesus. As seen in his betrayal, the freeing of the murderer Barabbas, the flogging of the crowns of thorns, the carrying of the cross, the mocking by soldiers and the thief, and in his eventual death, Jesus had more right to take offense and exact revenge than any human in all of history. But Jesus saw past all the offense to the heart of those who wronged him. He saw past the hard, aggressive, and angry exteriors into the wounded places of the soul and found within him the strength, love, and courage to pray. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In the face of the worst offenses and injustice, Jesus chose to offer grace, mercy, and forgiveness and compassion. Jesus lived his life free from offense and therefore was free to love others. His ability to look past expressions of brokenness to the hurts beneath the surface empowered them to live with joy, passion, love, and purpose. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18 says, "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." If we are to fulfill the command of Scripture, we must look at Jesus as our model and live without offense. We must choose grace over revenge and compassion over worldly justice. You have the ability to choose how you will respond to others. Your emotions and actions do not have to be dictated by the simple acts of others. Choose to pursue love and humility over vengeance and anger. Allow the Lord to highlight and heal any wounds and insecurities that cause you to respond poorly to the offense as you enter into guided prayer. Meditate on Scripture's command to live without offense. Reflect on Jesus' response to offense and alleviate him as your model for living. Proverbs chapter 19:11, good sense makes known to the anger and is glory to overlook an offense. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23, when he was revealed, he did not reveal in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued to trusting himself who judges justly. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Let each of you look in not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Jesus, who was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, be humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So what insecurities and wounds cause you to respond to offense in ways other than those of Jesus? What is the core of your offense? What's keeping you from really loving others? Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 21 to 22. Do not take to the heart of all things that people say. Lest you hear your servant cursing you, your heart knows that many times you yourself have cursed others. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you look past acts of brokenness to the heart of those who offended you. Ask Him to heal your own brokenness and transform you into a person who loves others as well. Okay, Ephesians chapter 4, 42, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. In Romans chapter 14, verse 19, so then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another, in love and anger, to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. So what would your life be like if you were from offense? How much more constantly would you experience peace and joy? If God commands you to choose humility and compassion over offense, it must be a far better way to live. Vengeance, anger, and frustration will only rob you of the abundant life God intends for you, whereas humility and compassion will fill you with the very power and grace of God Himself. So may you be a child with the heart of the Father and love others with His love today. I suggest you read Matthew chapter 27 that will bring this devotional more to life. Amen. Okay, well, let us get into the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of going down this long, dusty road and never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression and anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, as an addiction to alcohol, drugs, pornographic material, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away, but in order for Him to do so, He's got to know you. Well, the question is tonight, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon me. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press one key, you'll come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Alright, well, let's play some music.
call me Bo Jackson. If you don't play the sports at the same time, I'm pretty sure that I can sing and can rhyme. I'm quite confident in my confidence. I'm not too concerned with your compliments. If I gotta work twice as hard, and so be it. But I'ma make this happen, whether you believe it or not. Joker can't even see what I got. Take a killer combo that'll make you breathe and stop. No critics wanna doubt my skills. Send me down, sizing me up like a value meal. I'm testing and approved, dog. Value's real. Still, I take my best moves like Sue Brand and say Bruce Steel.
So
one day you end up in the movies. Maybe I can play Shaggy and Scooby Doo 3 and co-star with Angelina Jolie. Well, some endolence, okie dokie. I didn't come just to mess around and make jokes. I got a mission and a dinner and an antidote. A contradiction to the message of over entry. Whoops, did I just say that I lied? Well, there we go, no, it's not. I won't be in a magazine or on a TV show now, but I refuse to be duped and believe in the truth of whatever you choose to believe in. Oh boy, here come the protesters. Get out your helmets and your bulletproof vest. And coming for you if you rock the boat. I'ma go against the flow with a status quo, cause I'm slow.
the death it ever was if you set it next to mine. I believe it would barely fill a chunk. Thank you.
I think I've had about enough of that. Hey, you're on with Tony F. Give me a call at 657-383-1487 and talk. Tell me how your day's been. Tell me what's on your mind. Just talk to me. You just want to hear yourself on the radio? Call me. Talk to me. I'll sit around. I'll wait for callers and see who shows up. How about that? Let me see what's going on in the chat room. We're going to screech out to a few people that are in the chat. Ashley and her demonic self again tonight. Mad Mark 2 from Mad Mark's Pizza in Brooklyn, New York. Nice to have you both in there. But callers, I have none. That kind of sucks. So let me see what I learned today. The president's going to start letting children be vaccinated. They've decided to allow a booster shot to some people. What else? You know, that's sad because I just watched the news at 6 o'clock. And all I can tell you from my city is shooting, stabbing, kidnapping, shooting. But we're having great weather. How's the weather where y'all are? It has been just gorgeous out. Blue skies, white clouds, but a cold front is coming. Supposedly next week. Hope not, but it will. Let's see, what else went on today? Oh, I took a small trip out to a little town out near San Antonio. And when I was on the way back, I ran into something that I found kind of amusing. A Dallas Cowboys bus. And I assumed there were probably cowboys on it because the people in this town, there were a lot of them lined up on the streets waving to us as it went by. And then they got in their cars and took off. So I don't know if it's a small town thing or what, but they were waving at the Cowboys bus. Now, oh, I know, Ashley. Call in, Ashley, if you're that bored. Put your money where your mouth is. Call me. She won't call. Let's see. Anything else? I can do an advertisement for God's Rainbow Ministries, I guess, on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays at 5 o'clock for your listening enjoyment. You can come here, Ken, spread the word. Try to get some goodness into your lives, if you will. And let's see, and still no callers. Well. I guess maybe it's just an evening when we call it a night early. I know Ashley's going to yell I'm running. But just give me something to talk about. Somebody in the chat room, tell me something. We were discussing talking horses earlier, but that's neither here nor there. Oh, well. Maybe I should have brought a book to read to y'all. Ashley. Oh, Ashley. That's not very nice, calling versus ass. Now my feelings are hurt. Maybe I should toss you out of the chat room for bothering me. No, but why would I do that, Ashley? You know God loves you. Okay, well, not much going on. I wish Ken would call. Well, Ken's sitting right here. How's he going to call in? Oh, you mean Kent? Kent would be amusing even at this point in time. Somebody to talk to. Farrar, read your criminal history on air. Ashley. A lady's past is her past. It wouldn't read that well anyway, Ash. It wouldn't be that entertaining. Anyway, on with what we were doing, which was waiting for callers. And we still have absolutely nothing. Chat room's kind of slow.
I guess
if Ken had his shows on a regular basis and was here when he said he's going to be here, things would be different. But we will try doing that from now on. How do you know I'm not a lady, Ashley? I can be a dude and be a lady. It's all in how you carry yourself. Now. You should know that, dude.
You should know that, dude.
I know. She has nerves. Wanting to read folks. Causing trouble in the trans community. Evil, evil, evil. Delish. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, yes, I'm going to give it to you, Amazing Grace. Well, Ashley, what kind of music would you like to hear, Ashley? Give me something to talk about. Call in or shush. Tell me how many M&Ms are in a serving. And in the serving, you get 140 calories. Do you know how many M&Ms that would be? I do.
How many?
32. The things you can learn from reading the back of an M&Ms bag. Well, I really wish I had something to read to y'all, a sermon to read to y'all, a prayer to tell you. Mad Mark says he wouldn't read his criminal prep. Probably not, Mark. I heard you were a made man. Made men usually don't read their criminal records on air. At least not in living hell about it. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. How much longer do we have? 23 minutes and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 23 minutes. Can I hold out that long talking to myself? Probably not.
Right.
Probably not. May have to turn it back over to Ken. Let him preach at you a little more. I know you haven't done the prophetic word yet. So that's still coming. And we have somebody on hold, but they're not calling in. So maybe they don't want to come on air. So I don't know what else to talk to you about. I guess tomorrow I should, when are we on again?
Saturday.
Oh, no, Saturday I will not be here. Yes, I will at night. Anyway. Well, this is just fun. just sit here and count my toes, all 11 of them. Lord have mercy. Let me see if I have anything over here in the music department. Let's see. What looks interesting? What about this? Oh, no. I don't even like that one. What about this?
I'm gonna hold to your hand. there's a way to cross the...
All righty then. I don't think so. Well, I think we're going to bring Ken back on, let him give you the pathetic word for the day, and then I guess we're signing off because I have no callers. I have no interesting commentary from the chat room. And so I'm going to say goodnight. I'm going to give a screech out one more time to the Demon Ashley, Mad Mark from Mad Mark's Pizza in Brooklyn. Thank you for joining me, guys, in the chat room. Maybe one of these days you can convince your friends to call. Talk to me, Tony F., 657-383-1487. See you Saturday.
All right. Okay, let's see. Well, let's do the prophetic word for today, and we'll call it a night. The Father says today, trust me in my process. If you will leave the details to me, I will guide you into the path of life and bring you into a deeper moving in so many fronts and so many varied ways in your life that your natural mind can never keep up. It's a heart issue, says God, says yes with your heart, or with yes in your heart, I will take you where your mind is infinite, understanding we can never go. Do you trust me? Then let me take it from here. Just say yes without the demand to have all the details explained in advance. You do not understand that demand for details, explanation, understanding is often nothing more than unbelief. The natural mind thinks that if it could comprehend, then all would change, and breakthrough would come. What a high opinion that natural mind has of itself. Take authority over the tyranny of your own rationale, for it can never produce what faith as small as a grain of mustard seed will manifest in a moment of time. Are you ready, says the Father? Quiet yourself, your soul man, with the insistent demands like an unruly child. The natural mind says we aren't going any further until I get answers. Put down that stronghold today, step out of the sense-bound reasoning and into the awareness of who I am and what I'm doing in your life at this very moment. That is the cooperation I am waiting for. Your mind will object and complain and howl and protest, but fear not, all will be explained in due season. After your obedience has been made full and the promise has been realized, then the mind will say I had it figured out all along. When in reality it was natural mind, not just a double that was the greatest quote to the deliverance that you seek and have sought even those many years. So let me be your truth and let me be your way and let me be your life, and suddenly your sudden life will all become reality and fullness of my promise, will be concrete substance in your life. As a Father, amen. This goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Okay, well, we're going to say goodnight. God bless. Okay, until Saturday, have a great night.